So my name is Paul Siegert, and it's the 21st of September, 2014. And we're staying here in Manhattan. And at the end of the first day, we had Linda here from Shoppable, who gave us a very interesting and convincing presentation that there are formulas other than Amazon to conquer the market. But first of all, then I think you just present yourself.
Absolutely. So yes, I'm Linda Zinkowski with Shoppable. We're an e-commerce platform that helps publishers of all size, large and small, digitize their content, monetize their content through our e-commerce offerings.
So what is the interaction between Shoppable, which is a very commercial term, and the editors who want to sell content? Is that direct relation, or is it more in general terms to attract new audiences to this kind of mental Walmart, to say?
Well, we really have opened up a new avenue for editors to be able to view e-commerce. We're really at the intersection of content and commerce. So editors like the flexibility of being able to decide how and where the e-commerce experience happens within the publication, and we give them the tools to do that.
Now, these tools are newly branded, but as well, they stay in a long tradition of publicity, not only, but of public opinion making. So what do you think is the most interesting reference for what you're doing for these guys to be successful in the future?
Well, I think you're correct in that e-commerce isn't new. It's been around for a while, but our technology to enable the entire experience to happen within the publisher's domain is absolutely new, and the universal shopping cart is specific and patent pending to Shoppable. So we are giving them an exciting new way to keep the entire consumer experience within their publication, within their domain, without having to redirect them to other sites and lose the consumer when they go to make a purchase, because usually they don't come back to the site.
Perfect. So when you do that, actually, you are a pretty new company as well with what you do, but on the other side, you already have a quite convincing mole up there. So just let us know what's up there, especially in the U.S. environment, and do you want to stick to the U.S. or are your intentions to go abroad?
Well, our company was created first in 2011. We started in luxury fashion, and we realized the potential, so we started going across multiple categories, and now you can buy everything from toothpaste to a $5,000 watch and anything in between. We are very U.S.-centric at the moment. We have some international clients. One of the reasons that I wanted to meet with the German publishing group today was, we are looking for the next countries to move into, and absolutely see huge potential for this globally.
Right. So besides going international, what do you think are the major challenges you're going to be confronted with next couple of years?
I think there's a lot of clutter in the market as it relates to e-commerce. I think that as much as the industry thinks that we're mature, we're really just at the tipping point, not only with our technology, but with the way our partners are starting to think about how we can enhance our technology. So it's really keeping ahead of the market, as we have been doing, as well as exploring different platforms that we can integrate with.
Great, thank you. I think we're really done, but the last 1 or 2 minutes you have in need are just open mic for you. Just tell us what you still want to say.
Oh, no, I think that this past hour has been really enlightening. A lot of the questions that came up were questions that I've heard over the past 6 months of working here. There might be some local nuances as to the way consumers interact with publications in Germany, which I'm starting to learn about. But I think at the end of the day, good technology is global. And looking forward to working with you guys.